Whether you're a seasoned cook, so to speak, or simply trying to get by in the kitchen, the holidays present a good time to try to take up a new cookbook and try out some recipes. NPR's Books We Love has a lot of recommendations for you from our staff and contributors. Four of them take us around the world with cookbooks that they enjoyed this year, beginning with Wynn Davis of NPR's All Things Considered.
If you're looking to spice up your weeknight dinners, Persiana Everyday is a great guide. Sabrina Gayora's goal is flavor-packed, satisfying dishes, not necessarily to make everything from scratch. From quick hits like the ultimate tuna salad, which involves zero cooking, to the pork, cilantro, and scallion meatballs that are great for banh mi sandwiches, it's easy to find new favorites to add to your weekly rotation. Veggies also get a lot of love here. Gayora's recipes are perfect for whether you're looking for a new soup to get you through winter or if you're trying to avoid turning your oven on during the summer.
My name is Milton Gavada. I'm a producer for NPR's Morning Edition and Up First. I'm a huge fan of the book Masa, Techniques, Recipes, and Reflections on a Timeless Staple. It's by Jorge Gaviria. He considers masa to be one of the greatest human achievements. And that makes sense. Entire civilizations were made possible in part because of it. Masa is the Spanish word for dough, which is made from ground corn. It's what's used in tacos, tamales, pupusas, and so much more. The book Masa is a deep dive into almost everything you need to know about this ancient staple. Its history, science, techniques, and, of course, recipes. After reading this book, I have to agree, masa is an underrated miracle.
Hi, I'm Anastasia Tsoulikas. I'm a correspondent on NPR's Culture Desk, and one of my favorite books this year is Michael W. Twitty's Kosher Soul. Twitty explores what it means to be Black and to be Jewish, and to be the inheritor of two diaspora traditions, both the African Atlantic experience and part of the Jewish community. And he delves into what it means to move through the world with that kind of multi-consciousness. And just as in his last wonderful and also deeply researched book, The Cooking Gene, there are some great recipes in Kosher Soul. And here's a taste. Twitty's spring rolls, which are pastrami and collards fried in egg roll wrappers and zested up with ginger, garlic, and sesame oil. It's like umami heaven.
Hello there, my name is Janet Woojung Lee, and I'm a producer on the Education Desk. The book I want to recommend to everyone this holiday season is The Walks of Life, Recipes to Know and Love from a Chinese American Family, a cookbook. It's the debut cookbook from the Leung family. They run the Walks of Life blog that launched in 2013. I would say it's a really good Chinese-American cookbook for both nerds and newbies. So there's some more intense restaurant-style recipes like shomai or biangbiang noodles. And then for folks like me, there's quick stir-fry recipes or even things like how to make really good rice, which will make a huge difference to your meal. But more than anything, it's a story of them coming from China and learning to live together in the United States and living really in between the two countries, and all of that told through food.
You heard about The Walks of Life, Kosher Soul, Masa, and Persiana Every Day. And for more cookbook ideas, you can scroll over to our Books We Love list at npr.org/bestbooks.